Hey, and welcome to this podcast on corporate mental health, where we aim to inspire you on how we can actually take mental health and well-being to a strategic level of any given organization, with the results of giving people a larger mental resource while they're at work and a better ability to actually relax when they get home from work. My name is Bjørn Jepsen. I'm the CEO and founder of WeFocus, and I truly hope that you will engage and enjoy these podcasts. The topic of today's podcast is on gold bar knowledge. Gold bar knowledge is something that's coming from fluid and crystallized intelligence. We talked about cognitive training last time. So cognitive training is kind of how we can get our fluid intelligence to actually be working faster and better, and to giving us the ability to actually use the knowledge and experience that we already have. And if we take that in broad terms, crystallized and fluid intelligence, so crystallized intelligence is really what we actually have, what we have learned, academic knowledge. So the life experience that you already have right now. So whatever you have experienced previously is something that you could recognize at some point. And our fluid intelligence is our ability to actually use that knowledge in the present. And one thing that always brings a smile out in a workshop is if I usually do the example of everyone raise their hands who can remember the name of the first person they ever got a kiss from. And usually most people can remember the name of the first girl or boy they got a kiss from. And then I usually go, so show of hands, who can remember the name of number two? And often a lot of hands comes down after this. And this is kind of how I initially give the introduction to fluid and crystallized intelligence. Because crystallized intelligence is the experience that we have that we can bring to play. But if we then start to actually put ourselves under too much pressure, well, then fluid intelligence is not actually going to be able to let ourselves use that knowledge that we have at hand. And that's why we often refer to it as a gold bar knowledge. And let me try to emphasize that example. So imagine that you have 10,000 euros or pounds or US dollars or whatever it is. And you can have that either as a gold bar that you have in a safe, or you can have it in your mobile app. And now the case is you want to go out and purchase a stock. So in the case where you have it in gold bars in a safe, you literally need to go and pick them up, get them out of the safe, go to the bank, explain the bank why you certainly have gold bars in your hand. And then when they actually convert the gold bars, then you eventually can invest those or that amount in stocks. On the other hand, if you have 10,000 in your mobile application and you want to invest in a bank, if you have the right setup, it takes less than a minute. And I think that that is quite crucial, because the experience that we have learned throughout our entire life, the experience that we have gathered from the years of experience in our working life, life in general, and our education, this is not something that's necessarily going away. This is something that we have. Some of the stuff we have to dig a bit deeper to actually to attract that. And that's kind of the key element of these two examples. So the value of the currency that we have, whether it be in gold bar or money in the bank, it's actually the same, but it's how fast we can actually use it. And that's exactly the same thing when it comes to our fluid intelligence, because we can literally have a lot of knowledge right now that we're not able to use. And I think most of us has literally tried to walk out of a meeting thinking, I really wanted to bring this argument to the table. I really wanted to get them to take this reflection up. But if we're not being able to actually bring that to the table in that given moment, well, then maybe we can go back, but still it's slowing down the process. And that's literally the difference between having your knowledge as gold bar, where you can't use it, or you're having it in your mobile bank where you can execute on it immediately. And I think that that's quite fascinating in general, of it's not about how much knowledge we have, but it's actually on how much knowledge we can use in that present. A couple of years back, when it was possible to go traveling around the world, I spent a summer holiday at some farmhouse in Italy together with my kids, and there were a pool there. And my kids, when my oldest kids, kid who was 9 at the time, besides from jumping in the pool more than 500 times a day, he would tell stories. And the further that we went into the vacation, the further back the stories went. And I often use this as an example of why it is that we need managers and executives to actually slow down a bit, because they need to be able to attract that knowledge and experience that they already have. So they need to kind of move it backwards. And only if they slow down, this will surface to an extent where they will actually be able to use it and draw conclusions on that. And I think that that's quite crucial, that we actually get them to that stage. And regardless of what example it is that you find the right fitting for your story, maybe you have one that's even better than mine, I don't know. But it's just crucial that we literally give them examples that showing them that if you're not able to slow down, you're literally going to hurt business, because you're not going to be able to draw upon that years of experience that you have, the years of education that you have, because you're simply running too fast. And that is essentially going to be bad for their business. Fortunately for us, people like you and I, who have a passion for helping out people with their mental health and well-being, well, if we can get them to recognize that, then they will have to slow down and relax. And when they do that, they will increase their mental health, because they will be able to recharge their brain. All right, this one was a bit of a short one, but better short and sweet, in my opinion. Next time, we're going to talk about what we call ambitious pausing. So how you can actually take this fluid and crystallized intelligence and emphasize how you can execute that on a daily basis, so that you will have more agile knowledge, more valuable knowledge that you can actually use on a daily basis by actually doing ambitious pausing. So a lot more on that next week. Once again, thank you so much for paying attention, and thanks for listening. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I truly hope that you got some sort of inspiration out of listening to this episode. If you want to join our community, you're more than welcome to join our group on Facebook. All you have to do is search for Corporate Mental Health, and then you can be part of this community where we're trying to build the strongest possible product for organizations where we can work with mental health and well-being. As you know, my name is Bjørn Jepsen. I come from WeFocus. You're more than welcome to reach out to me. Just drop me an email, give me a call, and we can have a chat. I always love to engage with like-minded people. All right, speak soon. Have a great day.